talk about a wild ending of Tough Enough. Anyone that's listened to this podcast before knows that I am not a fan of Patrick. Having interviewed dozens, possibly even 100 professional wrestlers over my career as a journalist, I've been able to kind of like pick apart some of these guys, and I see who's who and what's what. And I've seen over the years that a lot of guys are kind of obsessed with their character. It could be an indie guy wrestling in gyms. It could be a professional wrestler. It could be anybody that just is so enraptured with their character that they kind of lose their soul in a way. They don't really have a personality. Everything is based around that character. And even though he's only 19 years old, I see Patrick becoming one of those people if he wasn't already. So yeah, he's a good performer. He's good looking. He's got the body. He loves the business, but he's kind of a guy that you don't necessarily see helping the business nearly as much as he hurts it in the future. Seeing that ZZ is still around and Josh is interesting. ZZ should have been eliminated a long time ago simply because he's not in shape. But he's charismatic as hell, so fans like him, so he stays on. Daniel Bryan pointed out at some point in the show that there's something up with the voting system, that it's not exactly the best way to eliminate people. And you know what? He's absolutely right. And even though the WWE probably doesn't want to hear him say those things on live television, it was still awesome that he said it. Paige's argument with The Miz on Tough Talk after defending the whole system is pretty awesome, too. You have to kind of say, if you're Patrick, like, if you are the best, then how come people aren't voting for you? How come people don't see you as the best? Chelsea's injury spices things up, but she's already been medically cleared. It'll be interesting to see where she goes from there on. Patrick leaving the show just opens up so many floodgates for somebody else to kind of come through. Tanner must be thrilled. He did great this week. Right now, you kind of have to look at him and Mata as the two guys that could take it. But, I mean, at this point, I could honestly see, like, Josh, Mata, Tanner, a lot of these guys being able to eventually, years from now, the same way that people like The Miz, Ryback, John Morrison, all eventually crack through, I could see these guys doing that. This is the type of group of people that they have that pretty much anything could happen up until this point. And I think because of Patrick's elimination, the show just got a heck of a lot better. During Tough Talk, he's talking about how he kind of pushed people and that, you know, the show begins again, so to speak. And he's absolutely right. But bottom line is the show just got a heck of a lot better because he's not here anymore.